Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Well, hello there, champion. It's Sam Crowley. It is so amazing to have you inside the Everyday Saturday podcast, the number one place for all the inspiration, motivation that you need. Make sure you're following me on Instagram at Everyday is Saturday. I post a lot of inspirational content on there. Maybe a photo or two of the fam. Get to know yours truly. Who's this crazy podcast host? I get a kick out of people that start following me on Instagram that listen to this podcast. They're like, oh my God, putting a face to the voice, it's almost like spooky. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, being referred to as spooky or, ooh, it's crazy. I get it, man. I get it. Hey, let me tell you about the number one obstacle you're going to run into on your way to success. And this happens 100% of the time. It guaranteed to sabotage your success. So if you can figure this part out, you will always have success and a lifetime full of Saturdays. You ready? The biggest obstacle you are going to face on your journey is not knowledge. Okay. Everything is figure outable. Just get on YouTube and figure it out. It is really that easy. I get a kick. People are like, Sam, I don't know how to work this autoresponder. Just get on YouTube, AWeber, GetResponse, Infusionsoft, Entreport, Activate, whatever. Just get on. There's videos. I'm telling you, there's some guy 8,000 miles away right now on his computer in his attic with his hat on backwards shooting a ScreenFlow video specifically designed for what you need to learn more about. It's really that easy, okay? So everything is figure outable. It's not knowledge. It's not money, because once you get that objection out of your mind too, money is everywhere. It is flowing constantly all around you. Commerce is going on. Money is flowing. There's enough of it out there certainly for you to get momentum in your business. And then after that, it's up to you to create that, to keep it going. You know, you created it, now to keep it going. The number one reason that everybody does not realize success is because of that inner voice in their head, that past failure. The humiliating loss that you suffered. And remember, failure is not losing, it's learning. And as soon as you get that through your head as well, you're going to be that much further ahead. Failure is not losing, it's learning. And inside the word learn is earn. So as you're learning, you're actually earning income, because you're going to save yourself. I remember being in sales. And in the advertising game, you'd call clients year-round, and you'd call on them, go out, and they want to cut their advertising down. And let's say a guy was spending $1,000 a month in advertising. You'd go out there, Sam, I want to cut. Get this bill down. I'm not spending any more than $500 a month. You guys are crooks. One guy actually said, this was classic, you should be wearing a mask for how much you're robbing me. You should be wearing, imagine saying that. And we had to take it. I mean, look, I was the employee. Oh, well, you know what? You're right. I actually should be wearing a mask. Let me go to Kohl's and see if I can get one off the rack cheap. Okay. Seriously, I should be wearing a ski mask for how much. It's advertising. And then you'd have to explain to the customer, look, there are direct and there are productive expenses. A direct expense is your heating, your electric, your rent, mortgage, whatever you got to pay to keep the lights on, that is a direct expense. That is a fixed expense where you need to actually pay it. A productive expense is something where, and this is, oh man, I love being in sales, because you literally just educate the customer. They could get as irate as you want, and once they let them scream, let them go crazy, you know, let them act like a little 4-year-old, and then you educate them. And I would say a productive expense is simply money that you invest in your business, and then it ends up coming back as an ROI, return on investment. So 3-to-1, 4-to-1, 5-to-1 dollars. And then that helps you pay those fixed expenses like the electric, the heat, the rent, and all that stuff. You see how that works, Mr. Customer? All right. Now, does that always work? No, but at least you diffuse a situation. Let them know, hey, I'm not an expense. I'm the guy bringing you in revenue. Now, at some point, unfortunately, you have to actually prove that you're bringing an ROI. So if hopefully you can do that. Anyway, that's a little sales training. So getting back to what we were talking about, and that is that inner voice in your head. So when I would go out and a customer is spending $1,000 a month, okay, and I want to cut it to $500. If you saved that $1,000 sale, that's $500 you didn't have to go make up, and we would call that in the sales game $2 for $1 because that's 2 for 1, man. You saved that $500. Now you don't got to go sell another $500. That was really a hell of a sale, you know? So when you're learning about this stuff and you're failing, so let's just use the word fail. I don't like that word, but let's just use it because that's the one everybody resonates with. When you're failing, you're learning, and you're getting those 2 for $1. How does that work? Sam, I think I get you, buddy, but I don't know. I'm not sure. I can't follow your 20 college credits. Most of them are gym and health class. I'm not really following along. What's wrong, Sam? You having a nervous breakdown live on your podcast? No, not at all. Because here's what's going to happen. Let's say you go out and fail miserably, all right? You had a product launch like me and you spent $22,000 on your very first one and you made $17. That hurts just to say. Oh my God, that hurts to say. But you know what? That $22,000 made me $220,000 because I never made that mistake again. I learned what I did wrong. You know what I did wrong? Is I went and spent $22,000 launching a product that I didn't even have a market for. I didn't even know what my pain point was that I was exposing in the marketplace, and I didn't have an audience, like a tailored audience. And this is what I teach my clients, like, Sam, I got it. Okay, well, and sometimes they do get it. I'm not saying they don't always get it, but what I'm saying is a lot of the times clients need to understand, look, who's the target audience that you're even talking to, okay? And who they think they're speaking to and who they're really speaking to are two different people, you know? Like my target audience for coaching, I sell high-end coaching, work with clients one-on-one. I love it. I live for it. And by the way, right now, this year, I say it all the time, but if you're brand new to the podcast, 2018 has been the greatest year for coaching because I have attracted the best clientele. Shout out to the people I'm working with right now. You know who you are. Karen, Roadhouse, Angela, Kim, Angie. Yes, there really is an Angie and an Angela. And people in the past, Zach. And, I mean, people that have just come through, Melissa, this year. I mean, just, I'm telling you, the highest quality. And if I left you out, my apologies, because you're amazing. Haley. I mean, just all these individuals who we've attracted into the coaching program. Why? Because I learned a long time ago not to go to the store hungry. What happens when you go to the store hungry? What happens when you go grocery shopping? What happens? And you're starving. Oh, that looks good. Oh, I'll take some of that. And you're in the cracker aisle. Oh, crackers. It's, oh, really? All that fake wheat or white flour crap put together and it's like, you know, the worst calories you could ever get. Oh, give me some of the animal crackers. Oh, my God, Doritos. And all the pop I can drink. You know, what happens when you go to the store full? You're full. You're like, oh, you know, I'll make that tomorrow. Oh, it looks good for next week's grocery. Yeah, we'll take some of that. When you go to the store hungry as a business owner, you're going to attract the worst clients. You're going to attract the broke people, the people, I want results right now. No, you don't do it. Why? Because you needed the money. All right? You did it for the money. Don't ever do it for the money. I've brought in clients, embarrassingly enough. Shocker. I've actually made the mistake I'm teaching about. That's a shocker. Yeah, I've gone to the store hungry and attracted the worst clients in the world back. And I've done it. You know, you got to pay the mortgage. You got to pay the rent. All right, I'll bring you on board. Instead of paying me this much, give me 10% of that. It'll pay my rent this month and I'll coach you. And they were the worst. Hey, we've been coaching 48 hours. And I know it worked, but I haven't seen results. Seriously? Seriously, okay, where's the bourbon? Because I need to drink it out of a funnel right now. I can't believe I attracted you into my coaching program, okay? Don't do it. Don't go to the store hungry. And don't beat yourself up with that inner voice. Let's circle back, right back to the beginning of the podcast about what we're talking about. That inner voice in your head can be the greatest thing in the world, but man, I'll tell you, it'll sabotage any chance you have at success because you're going back. You will beat yourself up for mistakes you made 5, 10, 15 years ago, and you're still beating yourself up over those mistakes. Don't do it. You are a child of the Most High. You were created in His likeness. You are a freaking miracle. There's only one of you. And you are the only one who can teach and train and deliver the message the way you know how to teach and train and deliver that message. And you, yes, you, will inspire, affect in a positive way, and dramatically change the landscape of the lives of those who you come across. But you got to be willing to put yourself out there. You got to be willing to understand that that inner voice is the enemy in a negative way. It's the enemy, and the enemy only has one trick, and that's to lie to you. That is it. The enemy's got one trick, and boy, is he a nasty bastard. Let me tell you something. But when you get that thing in line and you understand that you're a child of the Most High, created in His likeness, an absolute miracle, there's nothing that you can't do. There's nothing you cannot do. And when you fail, understand, hey, two for $1. That's what I want you saying from now on. Hey, I just made some two for $1. Woohoo! Not making that mistake again. Oh, man, that was so awesome! There ain't anybody worth their salt that ever became a success that didn't fall flat on their face. Imagine just running on pavement, and I know this is going to sound horrible, and falling just bam, face first on the pavement. But what do? We all get ourselves back up. We smile. Maybe a couple chiclets missing from the cranium, a couple teeth lost in the front. That's okay. Just keep running, man. Just keep running. Who cares if you got some teeth missing? You can always get some new ones, okay? Keep running. It's the message. Keep running. You're going to get there, I promise you. But, man, do not let that voice sabotage your success. Because it's not going to be the money. It's not going to be the lack of knowledge. You can always get that. It's going to be that little voice in your head, the enemy. Who do you think you are, man? Don't you remember back? Don't you remember 3 years ago? Don't you remember? And forget about it. You're a liar. Just say, hey, you're a liar. And you hear that voice in your head, you're a liar. I'm jacked up, baby. I'm jacked up for your success. Man, I want to work with you so bad. I would love to help you launch your movement. Go to samcrowleycoaching.com, samcrowleycoaching.com. Tell me a little bit about yourself so we can get that movement launched before the end of this year. I want to help you. I would love to inspire you and show you all the cheat codes that are going to get you there that much faster. Do it. Go to samcrowleycoaching.com and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.